running late. Oh my gosh, I should not have stopped for coffee, but priorities, you know? Hopefully I'll get there on time. Okay, I have so much to do. All right, so what time do they say? Okay, that gives me so much, not that much time. Okay, I should have woken up earlier. Just, okay, let's see here. I should curl my hair. I don't look presentable. Oh my goodness. I just don't feel like going to this. I don't feel like I am feeling social enough today, you know? I just really would rather stay at home. What else was I supposed to do? Oh, shoot. I was supposed to pick up that thing for work. Oh, Kyle's gonna kill me. Oh my gosh. Oh, we'll have to do that a different day. I wonder if it's too late to cancel. No, I said I was going. I RSVP'd, I was going. Okay. What else should I do? Okay, oh, shoes, yeah. Okay. Man, I'm just so busy this month. I really don't know if I have time to do this. Okay, what else? What else am I missing? Oh, yeah, that's right. The bride gave this to me. I should definitely wear this. She's such a good friend. Oh. That one time we got in trouble. Glad she got all the blame. Oh man, we've been friends for years. You know, this day isn't really about me. I should be excited for her. And yeah, I am excited for her actually. Man, why did I even think that? I couldn't go. This is gonna be really great for her. And you know what? I think I'm ready. I think this is good enough. I think I'm ready. Okay. All right. Oh, can't forget the coffee. I hope they have a cake.
Well, last week we talked about just the invitation that the Lord has given us to take our seat at the table. And so we turned in our RSVPs and just saying that we want to join in with what he's doing to take those next steps to go deeper with him. I was side note, if you weren't here and you missed that, I do encourage you to go back, and I believe the service was recorded. It was a great like introduction of what's happening this month specifically, but I think it is building upon some bigger things than just this month. So I do encourage you to go back and listen to that if you missed it. But this week our focus is on getting ready. And so you saw that modeled through Alea's drama. I'm gonna go ahead and read the parable of the 10 virgins. It's in Matthew 25 if you are wanting to follow along. And I, of course, didn't have that open and ready, so give me 1 second, sorry. Matthew 25. I just got so carried up in that drama that I did not turn my Bible to the Lord. Well, that took me forever. You should be able to have gotten there. Here we go. Of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. The foolish ones took their lamps but did not take any oil with them. The wise, however, took oil in jars along with their lamps. The bridegroom was a long time coming, and they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight, the cry rang out, "Here's the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all the virgins woke up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil. Our lamps are going out." "No," they replied, "there may not be enough for both us and you. Instead, go to those who sell oil and buy some for yourselves." But while they were on their way to buy the oil, the bridegroom arrived. The virgins who were ready went in with him to the wedding banquet, and the door shut. Later, the others also came. "Sir, sir," they said, "open the door for us." But he replied, I tell you the truth, I don't know you. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour. So in this parable, there were five virgins who were ready and prepared and five that weren't. Oil was used in that parable. They thought ahead. They went and bought some, prepared, took it along with them, and they were ready when the bridegroom arrived. I think the challenge to us is, out of the scriptures, to be spiritually prepared for when the Lord returns. We don't necessarily have to go get oil, but that's symbolizing what we're doing inside to be ready. They intentionally seeking out what the Lord has for us. They intentionally thought, I need to make sure I have enough oil. And so we need to intentionally be prepared and spiritually ready for when the bridegroom arrives, but also, you know, for what the Lord is doing now in that time of waiting. Alaya's drama modeled some of that inner struggle we sometimes go through when we're deciding, do I really want to take those steps to get ready? Do I really, you know, I have all this other stuff going on, but am I really ready to commit myself to going deeper with the Lord? And then getting to that point where you're excited in anticipating it. I think that's key in there also. She had that kind of that heart check moment where she saw the necklace and it was like, oh, wait a minute. This isn't just, you know what I mean? There's all this other stuff that I want to do maybe instead, or she said, I don't feel like being social. But it was like, all of a sudden, it was like, wait a minute, this isn't about me. This is, you know what I mean? Taking the selfishness out of it and saying, this is about the Lord. Or for her, it was, this is about her friend. But us being able to say, this is about, the reason I'm not here, I'm here on earth isn't because of me. It's because of what I'm going to do for Jesus. She also, Alaya in her drama did some things to actually be ready. She was doing her hair, she was picking out her shoes, putting some makeup on, and in our parable, the virgins had to actually go out and get the oil. So I think there are some things that we actually need to do to prepare ourselves. And so to prepare ourselves for what's happening in these next few weeks as we're focusing on this, but I think that goes way beyond that. Just in our lives. And I think God wants us to be ready, but he also wants us to be anticipating, to be excited about what he's doing, excited about what's coming, and the ways that he wants to move. So this morning, as we're thinking about getting ready, you might have noticed there's some mirrors that have been set up around the sanctuary. These are just prompts, just to invite you to do some soul searching this morning. As we sometimes say, we're just going to take a look in the mirror and really like see what we're seeing, what's inside of us. I think the first encouragement is to just see if there's anything hindering you from being ready. That could be emotions that need to be addressed before you're able to look forward to what the Lord's doing, a thought or a mindset that is holding you back. Behaviors or habits that are taking our time, busyness, things that take us from building that relationship with the Lord. So if there's something that's hindering you, but then I think the next step then is we want to just also take some time to just ask the Lord how you want us to prepare. When you're planning to go to a banquet, there's usually some preparation that's needed. You're thinking ahead of time, you know, what am I going to wear? Do I have something to wear? Do I need to go buy something? Maybe you go get your nails done. Maybe you specifically, you know, have to get a babysitter to watch the kids for that night. So there are things that we do to plan and prepare. So is there something that the Lord is asking you to do? So I think that's the second question that I'm reluctant to even give out some examples because as I was thinking about this, I was like, his ideas are like so much bigger than mine. Some things that I thought of is, you know, is there something that, like blocking out a specific time for him, your lunch break, your drive to work, another time in your day, a specific book of the Bible he's going to ask you to focus on, more time in prayer, fasting. But like I said, he's got so much more than I do. So just really taking some time to just seek him and ask him, what is it that I need to do as a, to prepare to change my lifestyle so that I'm preparing to be ready for that, for what you have, Lord, for when the right group comes and all that time that's in between. So this morning, as we worship, that's just the encouragement. You can walk up to one of the mirrors if you want to, if you want that physical thing to do, if you want to just do that from your seats. But during worship this morning, just to think, is there something that is holding me back from being ready? And is there, what is the Lord asking me personally to do to prepare?
Different than what we probably anyone anticipated coming in this morning, but the invitation is here this morning. So my encouragement to you is to just let go of your expectations, just let go of the distractions, just let go and just embrace the invitation, because the Father is here this morning, the Father is speaking this morning, His love is here.
I was running out. Thank you. putting my needs above others.